Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and today is Friday. We'll have our question and answer time after this today, if you wish, on a conference call. I'll give you the phone number right now, and then we'll also repeat it during the show. So the phone number for tonight, Friday, would be 646-519-5800. Repeat that, 646-519-5800. And then you need to enter a PIN number, which is 9009. 9009, they hit the pound sign. So that'll start after the BBS program here. So just call in if you wish to have ask some questions about the light ship and things. So let's do a emotional clearing here. And we'll go for the energy of today. Today was very interesting. A lot of the timelines crashed. I know of, there was 52 plus maybe a few more that I know of. Anyway, I'll talk about that later if you people are interested in knowing about the timelines crashing. But let's do an emotional clearing here. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Do a pain body release, a pain you have had today. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, and now we're going to do a clearing for your feeling body. These are probably pretty active today if you were able to sense energies. Here we go, feeling body. So releasing energies from that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I'll do it one more time for everybody. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. And we'll do one more clearing. We'll do one for, let's do trauma. Okay, trauma today. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. We'll do the mind to heart drop. This is also, on the website. So you want to tune into that if you wish to experience this again. But I believe it's on the very top of the website on the drop-down boxes. So it's the mind-to-heart drop that you should be doing daily, more than one time, naturally. So here we go. I'm going to put you into your heart. So you're going to be heart-centered in the timeline, which means you're going to be out of time in the timeline that's there. Here we go. That's your living. So reversing the process here, I'll count from 10 to 1. So 10, 9, 8, dropping down, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, think a thought, and it should be coming from your heart center, not your head. You can tell the difference very easily. And you cannot have a negative or positive thought because the light does not judge itself. Remember, anything in judgment would be duality, and the light does not create duality, strictly light. So we'll see if our co-host is on. Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace, Sylvia?
Yes, I'm here, and hello and welcome, everyone. So this is Friday night, and we're very happy to have you here, Friday the 29th of October. And so on Friday nights, we like to get into discussions about paranormal topics and also anything that you'd like to ask Ron about regarding the Creation Light Ship and the healings that he does or offers through his website. Also we like to take call-ins. So I'm going to give the phone number for tonight for anyone who'd like to call in and speak live with Ron. It's 530-413-4511. 530-413-4511 or 4515 or 4520. So if you've tried the first line and you can't get through, go ahead and try the other lines. And if you didn't get a chance to write those down, you can just go to BBS Radio homepage for Station 2, and all the phone numbers and alternate numbers are listed right there. So we welcome you to call. What's that?
The 4511 is what they called me on.
Oh, they called you on that tonight. So you might not be able to get through on that one, so try the alternate ones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So, and then you can also type your questions into the fast chat. I see we have quite a few people on tonight. So hello to everyone there. I see Learn and Marie, Peace, Fred, Tina, Freedom, Jerry, Marie, and Marie R., and Frank. So I've got some very interesting comments there, too. So, Ron, would you like to get into the fast chat questions and so on?
Sure, why not?
Okay, sounds good. So, and as my fast chat is just populating here. Okay, so this one is from Jerry, and Jerry says, I had a really wild experience today. I was driving home and had like a tornado of 100 different frozen pictographs, frozen spinning around, and then they all shattered, and I felt very peaceful. Let's see if he says anything else. I have no idea. So, yeah, do you want to speak to that, what that might have been? Could that have been something like what you were talking about a few minutes ago about the all the different timelines that the light ship took out today?
So I'll just describe the timelines. This is your parallel lifetimes, and we're programmed by the aliens. We get abducted, and they put us into a parallel lifetime. The easiest thing to kind of relate to or understand is that when you have a dream, you're in a parallel life. And where is that? It's hard to say. Normally it's not on this planet. It's elsewhere. So the parallel lifetimes, the way to describe that is just like at a horse race. Say you're on the inside, far left side with the horse. And, the bell goes off, we'll see, and everybody starts running at the same time. Well, all these horses are you riding on the horse. And you have the same scenes alongside of you. And then all of a sudden, one of the alien races will say wants to abduct you, and they will take you now into their particular timeline. Now, the closest timeline to you, either in the past or the future, is the one that's in control of you. So we'll say the first one is A, to the right. So that would be your future. And which means that this is what they're going to be taking you into, and this is what you're going to be living on or with. And when you go into that, you're replaced here with a clone body. And then they do what they do to you for whatever amount of time. And when they want to bring you back, then you go back, and you're now at the far left-hand side. Well, no other race can typically take you or capture you when you're in that timeline, but they can sell a part of their timeline space, okay? So they have you for, let's say, 1 minute of time. They can sell, in a sense, to other alien races parts of that timeline. And from there, you can be taken to anywhere. And sometimes the results of this is pretty painful and awful. But anyway, the light ship, working with the Earth Spirit, has come forth to work with the governments. And these are the governments that, I'll just use the word underground governments that control the surface governments here. Everything is in control. So anyway, they're working with them. We'll leave that kind of, kind of hazy there. And they're now moving through the timelines, the light ship is eliminating these aliens that have controlled Earth for eons of time. So today there was 52 major timelines released. This is probably the major control that we have here. And people have the programs normally stored inside of them. So once you leave one alien race, they don't necessarily, you know, take that packet of information with them. They actually have it stored with you so they can come back and re-enter into it and see what they did to you last time. So you're holding those programs. And what happened today is that the timelines were being crashed on different levels of this one alien race. So just think of a building, or even think of a complex that goes underground. And so this building, we'll say, we'll just say it was like a skyscraper and it had like 52 stories to it. So we took out the first story, and there's basically different aspects to this. You have the energies of the timeline that they control, the program for that timeline, naturally the race that's there is controlling it. You have different planetary energies that they connect to also control you. So they control those. There's what I call like satellites that they have to beam down upon you to control you. And then they have the weaponry to actually, shoot at you in a sense, zap you, like Star Wars. So it was pretty intense today. I'm trying to think what time that got released here. Being in New York here, I would say it was probably middle of the day, basically. We'll just say after lunch. And things are also going on continuously, too, which I may not have been aware of. But this timeline was huge, and it was very long, very large. It's like a bridge crashing. So what happens is when you're experiencing the timelines crash, you are going to feel like the dominoes are falling around you. You may not know where to walk, because the different alien races that are taking you don't know where to land you. So you may feel like, geez, what am I doing here? You might feel dizzy. You might feel like you're walking and there's an earthquake happening. And that's kind of how I would try to describe it. So 52 of these timelines were eliminated completely. And there's other ones, too, that have been released. But it took a long time, a lot of energy. So anyway, that's kind of how I would describe that. The dominoes falling is great. You know, Chicken Little, the sky's falling. Yes, it is. You know, because you're going to see that after they're gone, you're going to feel much more peaceful because you had, just on these here, 52 controlling programs on you, continuously running. And even if they weren't active, you were still activated by them. So back to you, Sylvia. We have a beep there, I think. Is there a caller online?
Hello?
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 Yes.
Hi, welcome,
Ann. I have a comment.
Who's calling?
This is Helen from Georgia.
Hi, Helen, and welcome. Hello. And go ahead.
You were talking about oxygen, the body, and the lack of oxygen. And just 2 weeks ago, I was sent information about a gentleman who has discovered a way to oxygenize water hundreds of times more than it is. And I have been using it with some help to my body.
We need to carry on through another caller here then. So thank you for calling.
Well, I'm not finished.
Okay. Yep.
And are you finished with me, or am I beginning, or what?
Yeah, we're dealing with the timelines and different things, not to talk about somebody else about different types of oxygen. I think you called before also. So on the website, if you wish to have oxygen charge, you can do so. It costs $1 on creationlightship.com. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Do you want to continue on then, Ron, about the timeline questions then on the fast chat?
Yeah, what do we got? Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Let's see. Well, After Jerry's comment, we have Frank says that I felt like 100 dominoes falling for a while earlier today. We have a few other people mentioning that they felt kind of different sensations today, maybe sadness or tiredness, and then after a while that lifted. So would you say that's all kind of part of the whole process?
Yeah, it would be, because you're getting your freedom back, and sometimes when that energy gets released from you, you might feel kind of drained, because that's what the process is. Because you're still hooked up to the energy, and you may have felt the timeline collapse, and it's possible you may have been living in that timeline, so you could have felt yourself get dizzy, lose energy, and then it would come back to you. I think we had a caller, somebody else online.
Hi, yeah, it's Chris.
Hi, Chris. Chris,
hi,
from
Chris.
Florida, so how are you?
I'm good. Last time I heard the radio, you were talking about the timelines crashing today, and you were, like, describing some stuff and whatnot. Is that correct?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, because I had something happen to me today where... And I've heard you talk about crashing timelines on the show before, so I'm guessing that's what this and everyone else on the fast chat is talking about. Because I just felt like a huge rush of energy sometime, like, I don't know, I guess it was between 3 and 4, I think, and it all just came at once. It was like a giant shock. It was like, it was like how you were describing, like a kind of like an earthquake, you said, or like buildings coming down. It felt like that, but it all happened so fast. I didn't really have the awareness to put it as like a steady thing. As far as the crashing was concerned, it was almost like all at once. But after it happened, I was kind of disoriented, and I like took a couple steps, and I felt like I didn't even know how to do that properly. So it took a while for me to, like, I guess the word would be reintegrate, but I'm just like, I'm looking around like I'm some new person in a new place that I've never been before. It was just a very peculiar experience.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, about a week ago when we're doing the timeline crashing too, at times, we would be walking, at least I would be walking anyway, and it sort of felt like I went into some type of, I don't know what to call it, underground facility way deep in the earth here, chasing the aliens. And after that, when I was walking down there, it felt like I was walking like on sponges. I was like sinking down like 2 inches, and then coming up here to the surface after doing some battling, I would see like tiles, and the tiles would sort of like vibrate. So that was very interesting. The neat thing today, here in New York, I don't know, I don't have a TV to watch, but going into a location that had a large screen TV, they showed an airplane that was from the Emirates, and that was grounded, I guess, here in New York, and it may have been other ones too, I don't know. But I asked the person, so they had no sound on. I said, what's the plane doing up there? Because it said JFK, you know, flight stopped or something, or flight stopped. And apparently UPS... I guess somebody called in for something that may have been in one of the boxes as a, you know, something. I won't, you know, do that, you know, say the words and everything, but that plane was happened to be checked out and stuff. So I'm looking at that, and I'm just saying, well, that's because maybe that plane maybe had important people on it, and the plane did not want to get lost, possibly out there in Never Never Land, you know. So I don't know if this is a worldwide thing for UPS. Also doing the clearings at what I call the Alien Cafe. I think it was yesterday or the day before. A man behind me I heard him say UPS and also Switzerland, which was another area where we had to go into to clean out the aliens. And so I thought, UPS, oh, that would be like universe, planet, stars, of course, you know. So when I heard UPS today over again, I go, ah, okay, that connection maybe with those alien races or whatever, you know, was, you know, involved with attempting to not have people get lost out there. Remember, when the timelines crash, if you remember the Philadelphia project experiment that they had in World War II, that was dealing with the timeline, okay? People got stuck in bulkheads, et cetera. So I'd like to know if anybody else has heard about anything like that. Is it strictly in New York here, where I'm right now, or is it a worldwide thing where maybe this threat was put on? You know, I don't know. So anyway, we'll see if anybody comes on the fast chat here and call in about it. So yeah, Chris, you're right. It was kind of doing so many today at once, and they go down. It's like a big bridge. And to give you an idea, since these alien energies work in time, because they control time, to have a, say, I'll just use the word, a projectile shot at you, which happens to me a lot, you know, a lot of times, we were like 10 miles out, plus further than that, going to this location. And you can actually see these things coming toward you. Remember, the light, in the true light energy, there's no time, so you can just watch for 10 minutes, and then instantly this thing will be disintegrated. So it's quite interesting to watch in time, and you can imagine how far out that would be with the speed of light to have something come to you in 10 minutes, okay? So this is where we are. What's happening is that the light is reclaiming these areas, okay? So it's not that they maybe ever lost it from the darkness, where these darkness energies are. They're just making up more space for light because they can't just not hold that space. They have to actually make that into the light territory as they go up further and further. That way the light will have more energy, more creative energy to work into. And this is what it's doing. Hopefully it'd be nice to have all the darkness relieved. Released off the planet here. We've had a lot of alien races kind of flip back and want to come into the light. I've been using the lightness, the darkness to light clearing a lot. You know, we have a lot of them. I won't say a lot. I would say looking at them right now, I would say we probably have about maybe 30 races that have actually switched over to the light and helping out the light. So it's really interesting to watch. So, and then they still, the ones that aren't sure, remember, they're controlled by, you know, domination control, whatever that would be to them and to you. And this is their premise. So it's really hard for them to change a belief system. So they have to completely change their belief system in order to come into the light, because they're afraid of having free will, because they've been used to, you know, say, stealing and cheating all the time with everybody. And it's very hard to understand that you don't have to do that, that you can manifest differently. And the ones that don't want to come into the light are basically zapped. So anyway, that's what it is. So here we go. Let's see if you have anybody else who'd like to call in. Looks like Carrie has information there on the fast chat, too. If you heard about more, Carrie, why don't you, if you want to call in and ask a question, you could. So, yeah, this is like Chicken Little, the sky's falling, and that's true. You know, that energy that we're on timelines as we get abducted all the time, this is not, you know, a one-time thing. Normally people think about abductions as went up to their alien spaceship that you see hovering, like you see in movies, and you're experimented on. This goes on daily, and then they bring a clone in your place that looks like you, talks like you. And anyway, this is allowing everyone here to have free choice, free will. And I don't know how far they're going to go with this here, but right now we're in the thick of it. So thank you for calling. Chris, you want to add anything if you're still online? OK, okay, maybe he's not. So for myself, I've been doing this for a long time now. Just to be kind of exhausting. All of a sudden, you feel these energetic attacks coming to you. Your body jumps in the bed, and all of a sudden, you feel like radiation being shot at you. You feel like you're being hit with lasers, and then you have to start defending yourself. And this is just the way it is. So sometimes I won't, like one night, we're up till probably 7 in the morning. And last night wasn't too bad, but yeah, I've been doing this for quite a while. And, you know, there are some results coming from it. So if you have felt strange, that's the reason. Because your security would be on those timelines because your body's used to it. Or you're used to not falling or having the frequencies change on you so quickly. And now they're collapsing. So it's like having a bridge. So just picture a bridge. And whatever length of bridge that would be, we'll just say it's the length of California. And just look at the very end of the bridge, that we'll say up where Oregon would be, and you're say in San Diego, the southern part of California, and the very northern part. And you can look out far away, and this bridge starts to collapse. And the bridge is, we'll say, 100 miles in the air, okay? And you just slowly watch it coming down. As it comes down, it has backlashes to it, right? It kind of ripples up and down, and that's the timelines crashing. And then when it finally reaches the end, the southern part of California, it just goes boom. And when that happens, you actually feel, if you're sensitive, your whole body will shake. And if you're walking, you're going to feel like, geez, what just happened, you know, because you were now disconnected from that timeline. And you were still affected by it, even though you may not have even been on it, because they all interlace with each other. So we had a caller, I think. Is that Carrie? I'm just guessing here.
Yes, hi.
If not, who's online?
Yeah, it's me. It's Carrie.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, sounds exhausting what you're doing, Ron. Thank you so much for doing this. My question is, if I'm a being or whatever living on one of these timelines, and the timeline is destroyed, and let's say I'm not an alien from the dark side. Let's say I'm like a cloned me or whatever, something else. What happens to that person or that being or that creature or whatever when the timeline that they're on is no longer there? Where do they go?
Well, you automatically go back to another timeline if you're controlled by another timeline that's out there. Otherwise, you go back to the moment. So I'm going to give you guys a tool to use. This is very interesting. You probably have all looked down, two points, we'll say, okay, like two posts in the ground, and we'll say they're 10 feet apart, okay? And it'd be like looking down a rifle, you know, and lining up the sight, you know, on the rifle itself. But we'll just use the word two posts here. So what you want to do is you can visualize, or you can even put in front of you like one finger up and put it out about, we'll say, 2 inches in front of your nose, okay, between your eyes. Okay, so just go out 2 inches from your nose. And now in front of you, put your other index finger, and they're pointing up, okay, and put that about a foot in front of that one. So I'm going to tell you how to get into the moment. Now, this is perfectly straight on with your body, okay? Now, look and move your right hand so that the two lines, and you're looking forward, are in sync, are right there, so they're like superimposed over each other. When you do that, you're going to feel the energy shift around you, and then you're in the present moment. So everybody can try that now, and then if you wish, and you want to go into a timeline from the past, okay, you can move, and what I'm doing, I have my left hand close to my nose, okay, and the right hand is out a foot from my body. You can take your right hand now and move it to the left, maybe a half an inch. And you're going to feel a shift, which means you're going into that timeline. And that would be the past timeline, okay? And you can move it to the center, and you're going to feel that shift again because you're being completely focused in the now in front of you. If you move your hand now, the right hand, to the right slightly, another half an inch or even more, then you're going to be in the future timelines. So you may want to check and see where you are on your timeline. So you might just start it from scratch, maybe after the program here. Put your fingers out and have your body automatically show you where your right hand is. And then your right finger. And then move it around so it's perfectly straight ahead of you. And when it gets perfectly straight, you're going to be in the now. If your finger's off to the side, either side, you're not in the now. And you live in a parallel lifetime. So that's what I've been doing myself to make sure that I'm not going out and working in the illusion with these timelines. I don't want to waste my energy. And that's one trick for you here, one way to understand if you're in the now. Yeah, it's quite interesting. So you may want to hear the show over again tomorrow to kind of understand that. But this is very simple. So I guess back to you, Carrie, if you're still on. So it looks like the planes also were grounded. Were they all going to the one location then, or
I think they had some going to London and some coming here, and there were some packages that showed up in Chicago from one of the UPS planes. Yeah, I haven't really watched too much of it, but I did see that today. My mom called me from England and said, "Have you heard blah, blah, blah?" And I said, "No, I haven't." So I turned on CNN and just caught a little bit about it. They were sort of obsessing about it all day long, it seems. When I've flicked it on, it's been on and on and on and on the way they do about these things. So it was something coming from Yemen to the States and to England. So
okay, I got it. So it came from that location over here.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
Sure. So Ron, is this I'm having to look out of just one eye and close the other eye to do this, or else I get two pens close to my nose.
Once you can do that, do that. And about everybody do that here, and I'll show you what it's like. So put your left index finger up in front of you, maybe a couple inches from your nose, you know, maybe, you know, even, you know, a little bit above your eyes where the eyes are. So you actually just look down your finger and look at it, okay? You just close one eye maybe. I normally have both of my eyes open. But and then take your right index finger, pointing up, and put that about a foot in front of the other one. And get them so that you're looking straight ahead, okay? And you're going to superimpose the two fingers so it looks like one finger. Kind of like looking at telephone poles, you know, when you only see one of them. And when you're there, you're in the moment. Now what I'm going to have everybody do is move their right finger now to the left, we'll say 2 inches, okay? Do that right now. And now you're in a timeline. You're still there, still listening, but something is probably taking your place here, okay? I'm going to bring you back, so put your finger now, move it to the left, and get them lined up again, and now you're in the present moment. So that's how you can, you know, detect that. And it's quite interesting once you get a feel for it.
Yeah, that's really wild. I got almost like a little heart flutter when I moved my finger over to the right. That's weird. Mm-hmm. So this is just another exercise, like pinching yourself. Great.
So that's good. You got it. So it's nothing that's real mental. It's just what you do. Keep it simple, you know. So just do that. If you don't feel anything, then don't worry about it. You know, you're not doing anything wrong. You're just not sensitive to being abducted. You're living in a strange world someplace, you know. So if it doesn't work for you, there's nothing that you can do, you know, because you're just not sensitive to the energy. But if you do, you know, do feel it, you know that, you know, this is real. So, and like Jerry mentioned here, you know, it's like the pictures. Remember, you're seeing all these pictures coming, falling down alongside you, because those are all the programs that you may have been walking on. So all of a sudden, you're seeing maybe yourself looking identical to you. You might even be seeing other people's timelines falling. And you may get a collage of pictures, okay? Instantly, saying, what the heck's going on here? You know, am I seeing something? Am I getting, you know, having reflection? Maybe if you're driving your car or something, is you just something, you know, getting, you know, transmitted to you, and you get a reflection from like a mirror or something in your car. Well, this is actually watching and seeing the timelines crashing. So anyway, that's what it is. and you won't have any warning for it. It's going to just be happening. And just know that each one that leaves, if you're aware of it, is the fact that the alien control on us is leaving. You know, I cannot tell you how many more there are. I have no idea. So
maybe at some point, assuming they're all gotten rid of when we do that exercise, we won't feel any shift because there won't be anywhere for us to be taken.
Yeah, so Tina here wrote, we're supposed to focus on the left or right. No, you don't focus on either one. You're looking down, seeing one finger. So once you focus on, if you focus on the left one, which is in front of you first, and you move the right one, all of a sudden you're not going to see the right finger. And that means that you are in this current lifetime. So it's a very simple exercise. It's just like, you know, looking at street lights or poles, you know. If you view it from the side, you're going to see many of them. If you look down the side of it, you're only going to see one. If they're put in properly and not tilted or crooked. So that's how it works. So hopefully that's it should be very easy. You know, I wouldn't get too mental with it because, you know, it may take you into a whole different realm. You want to go into the mental time realm, you know, the aliens. Okay, so thank you for calling, Carrie.
Thanks, Ron.
So,
bye, Sylvia.
Okay.
Hi, Carrie. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, so let's see. We had a request earlier on the fast chat from Peace, who was experiencing some kind of, physical problems today while all this was going on. And I wondered if we could have a healing for our physical bodies to kind of catch up, you know, due to the timeline crashing.
Okay, yeah, your body will respond to it. And it depends, you know, how many timelines you're hooked up to at one time, okay? Remember, they abduct you out of, in the zero time. Excuse me. I need some water here. You must not want me to talk about this here, so hang on a second. Okay, so here's what we have here. So know that you may be feeling energies coming around you, and these energies may feel a little strange to you. So what's the question again, Sylvia?
Well, first I just wanted to say I believe we have another caller on the line, and if you'll just wait, caller, for just a moment, we'll get to you in just a second. And Ron Peace was asking for a physical healing for our bodies due to the timeline.
All right, the heart, your body will feel these changes. So if you do feel the energies around you and it's affecting your body, then what we'll do now is a little healing here. So here we go. Put you into time. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And what they can also do to you is they can take out your spiritual templates. Remember, you have 108 energetic bodies, so they can actually take these out of you during this or during any timeline experience. So, you know, you might want to go on the website and do the Be Here Now clearing. That may help you. And then also, you know, do the clearing. If it's a bad problem, do the emergency clearing. So back to you, Sylvia. I think we have a caller, right?
Yes. Who's there, please?
Hi there. Hi, Ron. Hi, Sylvia. Victoria Ann from Washington.
Hi, Victoria Ann.
Hi, how are
you? Hey, Ron, I was going to call in because I experienced it all day today, what you were talking about, and I couldn't figure out. I was sort of afraid a little bit, and I did, I don't know how many mind-to-heart drops, and I even had my computer at work, and I did Be Here Now, and did everyone Be Here Now, everyone I could see around me. It was just crazy. Let me give you an example of what, if I may. I was in the music room practicing the piano, and all of a sudden I was playing another song that was not the song I was playing. Would that be something that you're talking about?
Yeah, very possible. People are having different experiences with this here. Some people become very, very angry because they're now in free choice, free will. They could have the anger coming forth because their program that the dark side wanted you to run is now running, and it got activated. So all different types of things are happening.
And this area of Seattle up here, did you want to say something else? And I wanted to share something else, if I may.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you, sir. We were down in Seattle from where I'm near the Canada coast, but we were down towards Seattle, and we had to take a ferry out to an island. It's a long story. The work I do, it's really wild. But anyway, and on the way back home, it was so beautiful. It was one of the most beautiful days I've seen in Washington. So I knew that, you know, there was something good going on, but at the same time, a lot of crazy things were being handled. And I could hear two timelines crashing. I heard voices like they were fighting with each other. Like, two different alien races were fighting for the space. And then everything got real quiet, and it sort of went out way further in the distance. It's almost like when you close up our chakras. I was experiencing that. I hear it really loud, and it was almost like the chakras were closing up, and I wasn't, you know. And I just kind of stayed heart-centered and count, you know, sometimes driving, I would count 10 to 1. And then while we were driving on the freeway, we were passing through Seattle. We had these huge buildings and landmarks, and the guy who was driving the carpool, he was in a different timeline than I, and I was ahead of him in front, but in my body. And he was so close, I thought, you know, if the freeways were crazy because people had their brakes on all the time, which normally you don't do that on the freeway. You're going at a decent speed. And so I just kept calling in my spirit to protect us because I knew that he was in a different timeline than I, but we were in the same car. That was very strange. So, what you said explains all the weird things that were occurring.
Yeah, that's true, because you're not always on the same timeline.
Right.
So,
and I kept saying, I said, you need to break sooner. And he just looked at me like I was nuts. But I said, I think you need to break sooner, you know. I want to get home. So it was very, very interesting. Some scary part.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Oh, you're welcome, sir. Thank you.
Okay, so we got our conference call coming up after this year. The phone number is 646-519-5800. And the PIN number that they'll prompt you with will be 9009. So, Sylvia, back to you again.
Okay, I'll pick up some more questions here from people typing in. So we have a question, who is communicating between the Creation Lightship and the underground? Is there a physical light being?
Okay, what's that again?
The question is, who is communicating between the Creation Lightship and the underground? Is there a physical light being?
Okay, it's myself doing that, yes.
Okay, great. And then Kendra on the fast chat is asking if the Q&A call is happening tonight. And yes, it is. Ron just gave the number. But I'll type the number into the fast chat in just a moment so everyone can have it. And we have a request from Alan if we can do the Mind to Heart drop and the Be Here Now.
Okay, so here we go. Mind to heart drop. Counting from 10 to 1. Bringing your thoughts that you have in your head down to your heart. So here we go. Dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so that puts you in your heart center, and you're actually, you should be here now, but we'll, I found a five to bring you back here. You can use your fingers too. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's your body coming back. And now we'll bring back your spirit. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. So let's see. We have more comments about what people were experiencing today. Lynn says, I felt all these shadow things leave and seemed to morph to fit the body, but when left, they had no characteristics. Do they copy us in time?
Yeah, yes, you are cloned in time, yes. Uh-huh. Watch the people around you. And if you're out of time walking around, then you're able to see the clones very, very easily. And now if you're out of time, then you're a clone walking, and they're going to all look, you know, okay to you. This is the trick that I said, to use your fingers to instantly bring you into the zero time frame, okay? That's very important, to be out of time. And once you do that, it's very easy to see the clones around. So anyway, that's what we have happening. So hopefully you're in the moment. You can also, like, pinch yourself gently or slap yourself a little bit, like maybe on the arm or something. And that will get you basically back here. If they have stolen some of your spiritual templates to make up your body, which can happen, you might not feel exactly correct sometimes. And I'll be doing a clearing for that at some point on the website. I don't exactly know when. They do steal templates from people. And that's very sad, too. So all that I've seen with this here myself is not very pleasant to look at. The bottom line is that the aliens eat you. Okay, that's their underlying thing. They want to control you, and that's it. So I don't really have anything positive to say to them about them, because I haven't seen one race yet in the light that has offered assistance. The ones that are offering assistance are the ones that finally have had their basic race terminated, and there's maybe a few of them left, and they don't want to be terminated themselves. They come over and then start to talk about their technologies and stuff. And like I mentioned, you know, the government's underground will say, and they're probably underground for a good reason, you know. They're probably not hoping to be abducted, okay, but they're controlled in by other things. So, the technology that the governments have, you know, can only ward off, fight off with their alien technologies about 5% of them. So, you know, most governments, I would say, are completely terrified with the aliens. So this is why probably they're not disclosing anything to anybody. Most people who are out in the circuit talking about UFOs and things, you know, they're giving you the story about how nice they are. Or maybe some could say that they're bad, so they do experiment with people. But they don't know even, I can honestly say they don't have a clue. So what I've seen is just completely horrific. It's if I wasn't in the moment all the time seeing what I'm seeing, I would be a basket case. It's just it's very, very sad what these things are doing. But anyway, it's getting better, and things will be changing. And this is a forced change on everybody. because the timelines are being eliminated and everybody's used to living in these timelines. Remember, the light only works in the now, and the light's bringing you into the now, so this is what's happening. You still need to have your clearings done because you have to get rid of the programs inside of yourself. This is why, you know, you need to have, like, the emotional clearing to get rid of the programs that are controlling your life. That's completely different, you know, than the timelines. So that's the activation of all your gunk that's in you. So whether you're in timelines or not, your energetic bodies must be cleared. This is why we have the whole lifetime clearings on the website. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. We have Terry on the fast chat saying, I don't feel like I'm all here. Can you bring more of us back, more pieces?
They're probably off on alien timelines. And, you know, I don't know what to say on that. You're probably feeling more wholeness than you have felt before because you were brought back maybe more to the current moment. But I'll have to put up that clearing maybe in a couple of weeks or so, or we can work with the energetic bodies because that's what you probably have. You probably have some of the bodies or parts of the bodies actually stolen. And I have seen these bodies, you know, being tortured and stuff. It's just bizarre. And you can actually feel the aches and pains inside of you. So I can't go too much into that because I get very negative. But, you know, have a light beam up around you. If you happen to have a charged photograph that I've done for you, that will help you out immensely. You know, do the Be Her Now clearing. You know, do all that you can do yourself because it will be, you know, rock and roll time here. So anyway, our show is coming to an endless light here. If you want to come on the conference call, I'll probably need about 10 minutes here to decompress. I'll probably be on about 5 after. And the phone number is 646-519-5800, PIN number 9009. So back to you, Sylvia. Our next program will be tomorrow night, which will be Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And we'll go to the Lightship for probably about 15 minutes, basically, at the first part of the BBS program.
Before we end off, Ron, do you have any announcements about what may be coming up in November that people would like to mark down on their calendars?
Yeah, we are doing, thank you, Sylvia, we're doing the standard 4-hour call, which will be on the second Saturday. And then following that, next Sunday, will be the start of the 8-hour call. So we'll be sending out emails for that shortly here. And so next month will be our healing, you know, marathon where you can get 28 hours of healing. You'll be on a conference call. You can do it absentee if you wish. And this gets rid of the alien critters that are living inside of you, much different than the timeline. So we're dealing with a lot of alien stuff here, and they all affect you in different ways. So these calls are normally for, like, body rejuvenation, so we get rid of energies that are preventing you from having peace in your life. So I guess I'll say blessings to all of you. See you if you wish to call in on the conference call in about 10 minutes here. And just
okay,
come
great.
On, and I'll be there in, you know, in a little bit. So thank you, everybody. See you later, and have a wonderful evening. Goodbye.
And I'll just mention briefly that if you are listening and you're interested in finding out more about the special 28 hours of healing that's happening in November and you're not on Ron's mailing list, you can just scroll down to the bottom of the page of our page on BBS Radio, and you can join the email list that way, or you can go to www.creationlightship.com, and that way you can get on the mailing list and get those announcements of when those special clearings will be. So have a wonderful night, everyone. Stay heart-centered, and we'll see you tomorrow night, and maybe on the call in a few minutes if you're interested in the free Q&A call. Okay, good night, everyone. Blessings.